Just one. And I will leave you to rest. And I will go. Listen, a time will come when we have time. We will come. I can feel the body of heaven. I feel the delivery. Jesus. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 22. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 12.
Send your fire on my altar.
I trust the Lord for a better time. If you are here, say praise God. You cannot be assembled for me. Six twelve. Can we read together? One, two, go. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning. Send your fire on my altar. Send your fire on my altar. Kill on you. Send your fire on my altar. It shall not be put out. The priest shall burn wood on it every morning. And lay burnt offering in order upon it. Don't take what you are praying. He shall burn thereon the fat and the priest of. Verse 13, want to go? The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go. If the fire on your altar dies, you are dead. The representation of your destiny is your altar. Pastor, sir. He now says, thou shalt burn wood upon the altar. The fire of the altar must not go out. Sir, where is my altar? Do I have an altar? Am I a priest that burn wood on the altar every morning? I'm going to answer these three questions in 5 minutes and get out. So let me prove to you. Number one, you have an altar. Number one, you have an altar. Where is your altar? An altar is the place where sacrifices are made. Are you with me? An altar is an elevated platform where sacrifices are made. See, I'm not saying an altar is an elevated platform where sacrifices are made. I can hear you. Say, an altar is an elevated platform where sacrifices are made. So let me show you a scripture. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Are you there? Now let's read. with patience the race that is set before us. So let me ask a question. Remember in the book of Leviticus chapter 6 verse 12, he said the priest should burn wood on the altar every morning. Is that correct? Excuse me, when a tree is wet, can it burn? What kind of wood burns? What kind of wood burns? Said, let us lay aside every weight and every besetting sin. That is why you are a wet wood. If there is a weight and there is a besetting sin in your life, you cannot burn. A wet wood, no matter the petrol, never burns. When you put fire on the wet wood, okay, it begins to bring out smoke. And that smoke, what will you up? The kind of smoke will affect your eyes. Over time, don't you mean? Is that so? Until that wood dries, can it burn? No matter the rubber, some of us came from the village, we go and use rubber. Some of you are using gas, you don't understand what I'm saying. You will use rubber. How many of you have tried it before? Did I not give it? You are plenty here. After putting rubber, you now begin to blow. You know this. Why is it taking that much effort? The wood is wet. But if the wood is dry, with paper, ordinary paper, what happens? I am trying to present to you that you have an altar. But before the altar, there must be something we use to burn on the altar. Because an altar is an elevated platform where sacrifices are made. So, the first thing we need to deal with, before I can burn, I must be dry wood. Before I can burn, before there can be fire on my altar, I must be dry wood. How do I become a dry wood? I have to lay aside every weight and every besetting sin that does easily beset me. You cannot burn for God if you are wet. Wet with sin. Wet with iniquity. Wet with immorality. Wet on those sides. Bring verse 2 for me. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Pause. Do I have a perfect example for a burning life? Yes, Jesus is one. Jesus is my perfect example for a burning life. If I look at him, I look like him. Because you will look like what you look at. You did not hear me. If I look at him, I will look like him. We are talking about the altar burning. So now, Pastor, why should I look at Jesus? Luke chapter 12, verse 49. Luke 12, verse 49.
Send your fire on my altar. Send your fire on my altar. Give me to you. Give me to you.
Luke 12, verse 49.
Send your fire on my altar.
Hebrews 12 said, looking unto Jesus. Why should I look at him? What is there? Read for me.
I am going to
do what? What did Jesus come to do? What did he come to do? He came to set fire on the earth. So if my altar be burned, who should I look at? If my altar will burn with fire, who should I look at? So that is not the end. Read Matthew chapter 3. Verse 11 for me. Matthew 3:11. John was going to describe Jesus. See what he said about him. Wait, let's get there. If you are the same, praise God. If you are not the same, wait for me. You are too slow. Matthew 3:11. Are you there? Let's see the one to go. We watch out for repentance. He that cometh after me is mightier than I. Who should have nobody to hear? He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with
fire.
Excuse me, when we talk about fire, who should we look at?
Jesus.
Who should we look at?
Jesus.
So today, for your altar to burn with fire, you need to look at the perfect example of burning. Follow me, I'm going somewhere.
And the Holy Ghost will step closer. So, Pastor, let me cause the passage that we started with. Says, let the fire be burning on your altar. The priest should burn wood there every morning. And the fire should not go out. Why are they burning wood on the altar? They are burning wood on the altar because there is sacrifice on the altar. What's an altar? An altar is an elevated platform where sacrifices are made. So the wood, the fire on the altar must not burn, must not go out. Why? Because there is sacrifice on the altar. If there is no sacrifice on the altar, there is no need to put fire. Are you here in church? If there is no sacrifice on the altar, is there need for fire? So, sir, what is my sacrifice? Go back to that Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Let's have it from verse 1. Where? If you are the same, praise God. If you are the same, for me. Are you there? Next, you want to go. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself. Boss, what is an altar? A elevated platform where sacrifices are made. What is the Bible saying? I beseech you that you present yourself the sacrifice. For where? Boss, if I am the sacrifice, that you present what? Your bodies. A sacrifice. What is an altar? Elevated platform where sacrifices are made. The question one. What is my body? What is my body? What is my body? A sacrifice, right? My body should be the sacrifice. My body should be the sacrifice. Is that correct? That means we need altar. Because an altar is an elevated platform where sacrifices are made. Sir, if my body is the altar, is the sacrifice, where is my altar? Because the kind of altar determines the kind of fire. The kind of altar determines the kind of fire. But we saw Jesus said, I have come to set the earth on fire. Okay. What is he going to set on fire? The fire cannot come unless there is an altar. Where is the altar? He said, I beseech you that you present this body a living sacrifice. So let us take the question of creation. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Verse 27. And God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him male and female. Who is the image of God here? You are the image of God, right? Are you sure you are? Please stand up. Please come. Please stand up. Come. Please come. Jesus. Who is the image of God among them? All of them. So God is short. God is light with some people. God is tall and is a man. Is this God? Your God must be a confused God. Even when you see him, you can't recognize him. How can God be this and this and this? Let us make man in our image. What is the image of God? Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. And God formed man from the dust of the ground. I thought man was made in his image. Why is he going to form man from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils. Pause here. So what is the image of God? John 4:24. Let's check. What is your Bible? John 4:24. Let us see the image of God. Let us see the image of God. What is the image of God? Let's see. What to go? God is a... What do you see there? God is a what? What is God? Is this God? Is this God? No. Is this God? Is there present this one as sacrifice? Is there this one as sacrifice so that you can carry the reading? Genesis 2:7. And God formed man from the dust of the ground. But remember, God is the Spirit. He created male and female in chapter 1. They were living inside of him. So when he formed this one from the dust of the ground, he now put the one that he created in him. He breathed it out because it was inside. You can only bring out what is inside. So when he made the clay on the ground, he called out the Spirit. And puts the Spirit inside the clay. And man became a living soul. So when Spirit dealt with body, grow, soul came out. Remember, he created male and female. But we saw in verse 20, he asked the man to sleep. Why? When I breathed into you, I breathed male and female. Sleep, let me bring out the other one. By the time Adam saw him, he said, this is not the bone of my bone. Who told him? They have been existing together in chapter 1. They have been together. Remember, we are talking about fire. So now, this is a body. The image of God here is the Spirit. How are we the image of God? All of us have spirits. The image of God is not our shape. God does not have shape. His shape is spirit. Can I explain something to you? You can put water inside cake, inside pail, inside kettle. Everything is water. And the water will take the shape of the container. When he enters a pail, when he enters a cake, when he enters a bowl, when God enters our home, when God enters the car, when God enters tall, when God enters short, this is the stature carrying God, it's not the God. It's a container of the content. The real content is the Spirit. So, when he saw that your this thing will not allow fire to burn, he said, sacrifice this one. Present your body a living sacrifice. On where? On the altar. What is the altar? So let's start. How many of you have phone? Bring your phone. This is your phone, right? What sim are you using? So all of us are using MTN. Let's agree. MTN. Is that correct? Where is MTN office? Ikoyi. Have you seen the building before? The building is very big. Can that big building enter your phone? By the time the building enters your phone, only one person will have MTN. Only one person. If you carry MTN, let's assume there is a big phone and the building enter, only one person. But what did MTN do? MTN created sin. So millions can have the sin. If you have MTN sin in your phone, MTN sin in my phone, MTN sin in this phone, all of us are MTN subscribers and yet we are not carrying the office. Because the office is so big, it cannot enter our phone. If I need to call MTN, I don't need to go to Koyi, just at 180. You can dial it, you can dial it, you can dial it. At the same time, MTN will pick our call. So what is the mystery?
God is a big God. He will not leave heaven. Remember, your phone has SIM port. SIM enters your SIM port. When God did not create this body, He put a SIM port, spirit, human spirit. SIM port. God is a spirit. Holy Spirit enters at the SIM port. So the Holy Spirit is dwelling inside the human spirit. Just the same way MTSC enters your SIM port. If I want to dial MTN, start waiting. If I want to call heaven, speak to the spirit. I don't need to travel to heaven to get to heaven or to say I am heaven candidate. By the time I have the Holy Ghost, I am in heaven. So this is heaven walking in sorrow. Some people want to go to heaven. Some of us are living in heaven. Because the pastor of heaven is going to live in heaven when you come. To carry the Holy Ghost is to carry up. So the God that answers from fire, let him be God. God is a consuming fire. Equation 1. God is a spirit. Equation 2. Can we say spirit is fire? Does it make sense? God is a consuming fire. God is a spirit. Spirit is fire. Because the God that is fire is the God that is spirit. Where is the spirit dwelling? In my spirit. What do they put on the altar? Sacrifice. What will sacrifice need? Fire. Where is the fire? In spirit. Where is the spirit? In my spirit. Where is my altar? So, my body is the sacrifice on my spirit. By the time, meaning, the spirit is the one controlling the body. That is when your body is a sacrifice on the altar. The spirit will tell your body what to do. The body will not tell the spirit because sacrifice is killed. Sacrifice is not done. Sacrifice don't talk. Sacrifice has been killed. It is the altar that also determines the fire. Soul. When they are looking at me as God, they look at me as spirit. Now, this one will perish. That's why your leg will cause ministry anointing. The cutting of your leg is not even the motion of your soul. That's why they can cut off the end of a man. He will still go to heaven. Cutting his head, feeling touch his soul. That is why an imbecile can see vision. This is just a package carrying the content. Can I explain this to you? Some people have, do you know, sex is not what made you. Jeremiah 1, 5 and 6. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew thee. I ordained you a prophet. More than embarrass you. I know what he wants. So, what is sex? Sex is a pathway whereby God releases what he has made. That is why a man's man and a man's woman can have sex and give up to the next president. Anytime you are having sex, God drops something. It doesn't concern you whether it's rain or on the bed or by the wall or inside the car. Provided you do it, that's the legal market where the value is. Well, are you not surprised that this be a Solomon, the wisest man on earth, was not already married, was from adultery, yet he still became the wisest man? Sex is not the legal transaction. God already made you for sex. He's not looking for where to assemble you. So, someone said, God knows me before my parents knows me. Say, God knows you before my parents saw me. So, when your parents had sex, they were looking for, where can we sample? Where are you from? Imo State. Where are you from? Eh? Where are you from? At the Anambra State. So, when they were having sex in Imo State, they served you there. They served you in Anambra. They served you in Obi. Can I ask a question? A product is made in China, assembled in Nigeria. Where is it made? China. Where is it assembled? E.G. matches. Some products are made in Nigeria, refined in the U.S., E.G. crude oil. They got it from here, refined it here, send it back to us. So where is it from? Is it from U.S.? So the fact that it came back to you, Nana Brand, doesn't mean you're from there. You are from Zion, assembled in Nana Brand. You are from Zion, assembled in the city. So, if all of us are from Zion, the fact that they assembled you in China, they assembled me in the U.S., they assembled me in Nigeria, you may be unfortunate to be assembled in Haiti. Why are we called Christian brothers? Where we were assembled does not matter. Spirit made us brothers. All of us today are brothers in faith. Hanabra, Imo, Ogun. Why? Where we are from? Let me make this thing. Let me land. Lord Jesus. So, Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. Show me. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. And see, we are talking about priests. About priests. We are talking about priests. Are you listening? If you are there, praise God. You know, we are looking for who is the priest that will form move every morning. We are looking for the priest. Look for me, man. Let's read. Verse 6. He has made us.
made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory, dominion, forever and ever.
Who are you? Who are you? Who bows wood on the altar? Who bows wood on the altar? Who are you? Who are you? Is he your pastor? Who are you? Who is the one who? God supplied the altar. You supplied the sacrifice. For me to be the one to push you. God will not put food for you. So, pastor, what is the wood? I'll give you two to get out. I'll give you two and get out. Read for me. Isaiah 11. Isaiah 11. The loser from this one. Are you there?
Yes.
Say, praise God. Now, read for me.
And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse.
Cost. Rod. Stem. They are part of what? A tree. Rod. Stem. Part of what? Tree. Continue.
And a branch shall grow out of his roots.
Branch. Root. Part of what?
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him.
Pause. Stem. Root. Branch. Continue reading.
The same was in the beginning of God.
Ah, the old book was not in the beginning. Read. How did the wood become him? How did what? Wood becomes him? Remember the priest. We burn wood on the altar every morning. Have you not read? The word of the Lord is new every morning. Pastor, are you saying the word is the wood? Yes. When you put wood in fire, what happens? It burns. Jeremiah 15:16. Jeremiah 15:16. Wait. Are you there?
Yes.
Eat the resilience.
Yes.
Now let's read. Then what will fall? I did it still. Now go to Jeremiah 23:29. When you put wood inside fire, it was the priest must put wood every morning. He said the wood is a blessing. Do you understand that level?
Yeah.
Now let's read. Look at it.
My word like fire.
It's not my word like
fire.
Boss. How did the word become fire? It is because the word is what? Good. Are you here?
Yeah.
The word will become a fire. Because the word is what? So when they say the priest should burn wood, everyone, what are they saying? The priest should burn the word. Faith coming by hearing what? Pastor, how can my altar carry fire? The more the close of the word, the more the fire. Pastor, but explain this thing clearly again. You know I said your body is a living. Read Romans 12:2 for me. How do I? Romans 12:2, are you there? Read. But be transformed. How do you renew your mind? Through the word? Can you see? The more you take the word, the more the fire. The more you take the word, the more the fire. The more you take the word, the more the fire. The more you eat it, the more you fire. Do you know the word is eatable? We read now, Jeremiah 15, 16. The word will fall. I did what?
Eat it.
The more you eat the word, the more you fire. Number 2, one more. The priest will burn fire from the earth. So, Matthew 11 says, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. It means fire follows the Holy Ghost. Are you here? So, if fire follows the Holy Ghost, how do I get the fire? I need to
engage the Holy Ghost. Stand up. Give me your phone. Why do you give me? You have it and I engage you. Do something now. Don't know what I'm saying. He is confused. I am not communicating. Give me your mind. If the Holy Ghost has fire, how do I get it? Communication. How do I communicate? I said, give me. If that is the language you understand. Holy Ghost understand one language. Only one. Jude 1:20. Only one language. Have you seen it? Read for me. Read it, Lord, sir. Are you most of it? How? Holy Ghost has fire. Equation 1. Holy Ghost has a language. Equation 2. When did you saw restriction? Language, fire. Simultaneous equation. Elimination method to eliminate. Substitution. You substitute the fire for the language. So let us check. Romans 8:26. Romans 8:26. Are you there? Read for me. As we ought. But what? The Spirit Himself with groanings. Theoshe Son, Neonimo. Holy Ghost, fire. Groaning. Spirit. Okay. Does it mean if I grow, I get fire? One more scripture. 1 Corinthians 14. Verse 2. First Corinthians 14. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Let's read. Look what? Really. Who is spiritual? God is a
spirit.
God is a spirit. When you reverse it in this word, spirit is God. When I speak in a unknown tongues, I am speaking in the spirit. Who is God? God is a spirit. It means God understands a language. He's called his language. So he said, even if he speaking to us, he speaking not unto men, but unto God. Meaning, when I start speaking in English, with a Yoruba man speaks what? Hausa man speaks what? Igbo man speaks what? Remember I said, you were made in Zion, assembled in Nigeria. A Zionite speak what? Zionic language. Let go back up. Zionic language. So, if you speak too much English,
you are from America or UK. If you speak Igbo, you are from Anambra. If you speak Hausa, maybe you are from Kano. But if you speak Tos, it confirms your tongue. It confirms your tongue. Where are you from?
Zion.
What makes you speak there?
Zion.
So, 1 Corinthians 14:2 says, if any man speak in tongues, he is speaking to the spirit. Spirit, when you say, Father, bless me, Gabriel can pick your call. Do something. Do you know why you're dying? It's not available. Try again later. If you speak your back, Michael can be the call. You shall be seen. But I saw something in that scripture. He speaketh directly to who? Express life. Michael, don't pick it. Who is speaking the call? Who are you speaking to? Someone said, Darren. No voice me. No new service. No not available. No partnership. No faith. No belief. Please. Let's see what you go. So let's end up this class. Spirit as fire. Fire is with spirit. God is a spirit. Spirit is God. For you to get from the spirit, you have to be in the spirit. And when I speak in tongues, they call it pray in the spirit. So, if I want to have what the spirits have, I need to be in the spirit. Will you hear me? When you are using Microsoft Word, you have some keys. Control A means highlight. Control C means copy. But when you go to Corel Draw, Control A means pick two. Control C means cut. Control B means print. In some software, it means copy. Every software has their language. So, if you are a carpenter, you say, how do I make you understand? Okay, doctor, we say, injecting. When they inject, something is entering. Carpenter will say, nail it. When they nail, something is entering. Someone, engineer will say, insert it. When they insert, something is entering. Teacher will say, do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Understanding means something is entering. Inject, medicine. Name, conversion, insight, engineering, understand, teaching, everything, energy. So when you want to collect on the spirit, you need to understand the software of the spirit. What is the software? Two software. The word. And fire, which comes by tongues. So,
pastor, do these two things have a connecting point? Yes. John chapter 6, verse 63. I believe God will stay here. John 6:63. Are you there? Let's see, where to go? I can't hear you, wait. Read as if that I want to go. Then, the one that speak to you, the one that speak there, so, what equals to spirit? When you pray in tongues, it means you are in the spirit. Can you see these two roots? Is these two roots the word and tongues that are together? This is how God put fire on your heart. Rise up. Are you blessed this afternoon? If you are blessed, shout yes. I cannot hear you. I'm going to leave you now. I run away. Can you get to me? Can I ask you a question? Are you a priest? Are you a priest? What is the work of the priest? To burn? To burn wood. What are the wood we have? The word of God, I pray in the spirit, you are going to burn wood. How many times?
Every morning.
Every morning does not mean when you wake up. Because we saw 2 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. It means burn wood without ceasing. Every morning means every minute. I give you 3 minutes, bomb with bomb without.